This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Nepal and UK signed grant agreements of 13.8 billion rupees for climate resilience and empowerment of local levels. Central Revenue Leakage Control Committee introduces comprehensive plan to boost revenue collection in current fiscal year. Education Minister Vidya Fatrai pledges to introduce integrated higher secondary education bill at the earliest, and at least 9 Palestinians killed as Israel raids West Bank cities. Now the news in detail. Nepal and UK have signed grant agreements of 13.8 billion rupees for climate resilience and empowerment of local levels. One of the grants, with funding of some 6.5 billion rupees, is for the program focused on resilience, adaptation and inclusion in Nepal, while other assistance of 6.58 billion rupees emphasizes on gender and human development outcomes. According to the Finance Ministry, both of these programs would be conducted in Karnali, Lumbini and Madhes provinces. They are aimed at enabling local governments and communities vulnerable to climate change. The MOUs were signed by Joint Secretary at Finance Ministry, Thaniram Sharma, on the behalf of Nepal, and Development Director and Deputy Ambassador at British Embassy in Kathmandu, Pippa Bird, on behalf of the UK government. The Resilience and Adaptation Program lasts for 6 years. Similarly, Capacity Enhancement Project will be implemented for 7 years. Meanwhile, the government of Japan has provided a grant assistance of approximately 423 million rupees to Nepal to contribute to the implementation of the Project for Human Resource Development for the fiscal year 2024-2025. An agreement in this regard was formalized today with the signing and exchange of notes by both sides at the Ministry of Finance. Dr. Ram Prasad Khimire, Secretary at the Finance Ministry, and Kiku Yuta Yutaka, Japan's ambassador to Nepal, signed the agreement from their respective sides. Speaker Devraj Khimire has certified the bill relating to transitional justice. According to the speaker's press expert, Shekhar Adhikari, the speaker certified the bill designed to amend the Commission of Investigation on the Enforced Disappeared Persons and the Truth and Reconciliation Commission Act, Third Amendment, today. The bill has been already endorsed by both houses of the federal parliament. Now the bill is to be sent to the president for authentication before it becomes legally validated for implementation. The Central Revenue Leakage Control Committee has introduced a comprehensive plan to boost revenue collection in the current fiscal year by taking measures such as curbing revenue leakages and expanding tax-friendly services. In the meeting presided over by Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Finance Vishnu Prasad Paudal in Simhadarbhar today, the committee decided to form a basis for evaluation of the employees and security personnel deployed in revenue administration to achieve revenue target. Important decisions taken on today's meeting include mobilizing a rapid patrolling team all over the country to address revenue leakage. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Vidya Fatrai has pledged to introduce the Integrated Higher Secondary Education Bill at the earliest. Talking to journalists at her office in Simhadarbhar today, Minister Fatrai argued that the Integrated Higher Secondary Education Bill would help in improving education quality. The minister also called universities to strengthen their linkages with state and society. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्। नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। The House of Representatives has accepted a proposal seeking a deliberation on the Economic Procedure and Fiscal Responsibility First Amendment Bill 2024. The meeting of the House of Representatives today approved the proposal unanimously that was presented by Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudal. The Finance Minister argued that the amendment bill was needed to ensure sufficient time for presenting the government's policy, program and budget and subsequent discussion on them and also for managing the government's fiscal responsibility. President Ramchandra Paudal has appointed the Chief of General Staff, Lieutenant General Ashok Raj Sigdal, as the Chief of the Army Staff to be effective from the 9th of September. The office of the president said President Paudal appointed Sigdal to the post of the Chief of the Army Staff on the recommendation of the cabinet. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. At least 9 Palestinians have been killed in the occupied West Bank, in which Israel says is a counter-terrorism operation. The BBC cited Palestinian officials as saying at least 11 people had been killed since the Israeli operation began at midnight local time. This appears to be a major Israeli operation, with at least 4 Palestinian cities being targeted at the same time. The operation is believed to be the first time since the second major Palestinian uprising from 2000 to 2005. Meanwhile, the UN Human Rights Office has condemned the Israeli security forces' increasingly military response in the occupied West Bank. The Rights Office says the Israel military's recent operation in the West Bank is being conducted in a manner which violates international law and risks further inflaming an already explosive situation. U.S. prosecutors have issued revised charges against leader Donald Trump for the former president's alleged attempts to interfere in 2020 election after losing the contest. According to the BBC, the updated wording tries to navigate a Supreme Court ruling that presidents have broad immunity from criminal prosecution for official acts. The ruling had thrown this case into doubt. Leader Trump denies accusations that he pressured officials to reverse the results, knowingly spread lies about election fraud, and sought to exploit a riot at the U.S. Capitol to delay the certification of leader Joe Biden's victory. It appears unlikely the case and other criminal cases Mr. Trump faces will reach court before the next election on the 5th of November. The revised indictment brought by the Department of Justice Special Counsel Jack Smith leaves in place for the 4 crimes Mr. Trump is accused of committing: conspiracy to defraud the U.S., conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding, attempting to obstruct an official proceeding, and conspiracy against rights. Now, a sports update. Bangladesh has been crowned the new champion of the South Asian Football Federation Under-20 Championship. Bangladesh won the title by defeating host Nepal by 4-1 in the final match held today at the All Nepal Football Association ANFA ground in Saddabata of Lalitpur. This is the first time that Bangladesh has won this championship. Now, the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Koshi Province, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province, Lumbini Province and Sudurpashchim Province, and at one or two places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Koshi Province, Lumbini Province and Sudurpashchim Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal and UK signed grant agreements of 13.8 billion rupees for climate resilience and empowerment of local levels. Central Revenue Leakage Control Committee introduces comprehensive plan to boost revenue collection in current fiscal year. Education Minister Bidya Vatrai pledges to introduce integrated higher secondary education bill at the earliest, and at least 9 Palestinians killed as Israel raids West Bank cities. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.